my friend. It's Wayne Scherer, and welcome to the Wayne Scherer Show. Glad to have you back, or if it's your first time, glad you're here and hope you'll keep coming back. I'm Wayne Scherer, and this is Being Your Destiny. I'm an international speaker, published author, and serial entrepreneur, and I'm hoping that you are too, or you will be. Now, this show is all about being your destiny and how I take in my life, be my destiny, and how you can make your life be your destiny. This is a no-holds-barred show that, you know, I'm going to fire at you straight from the hips. This time around, we're going to be looking at mindset. Mindset, right? You've heard about mindset. Everybody talks about mindset. Change your mindset. How do you change your mindset? They tell you to get motivated. They give you hundreds of different ways to get motivated. They give you a lot of garbage. You can actually change your mindset, okay? But it's a whole lot easier than you think, and there's a whole lot of science behind it. So that's what I want to share with you this time, a little bit about mindset and changing it. But first, stand back. Are you ready? Can you handle this? Now, I don't know. You might not be able to, but let me tell you something. The first thing you have to change, if you're not doing this already, is there's a word in your vocabulary, okay? A word. One word. It's actually two words. It's a contraction. But you always say the contraction. Can't. Can't. Do you say you can't? Literally. How many times do you say you can't? Are you even aware of it? All right? If you want to change your mindset right now and start doing it, you need to start being aware of how often you use the phrase can't. I can't. The only time you're allowed to use that word is when you consciously know you're using it and you're not using it to be a defeatist. But most times it's coming out of your mouth and you just blurt it out. Somebody says, Jeremy, why don't you do this? And you say, well, I can't because da 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 da. And it just rolls on out of your mouth and you have no conscious idea of how you just limited yourself by saying you can't, all right? Here's one of the things I learned early in life. And it's kind of natural for me. I know when I say I can't. And because I was aware of it a long, long time ago, it's relatively easy for me, although I still have to remain conscious of it. But you can't, see, I know I'm saying can't. You can't say I can't. That's probably the only time you can use can't. You can't say I can't unconsciously and expect to be able to do things. If you believe in your mind that you can't do something, okay, then you can't. But here's the thing. You're a human, right? I don't think Fido's listening to this, but maybe Fido is, and Fido's mad that I said he was a human. But you're a human. Everybody around you is a human. Every human is actually capable of anything else another human is capable of in one way or another. It may not be an exact duplicate of what they're doing, but you could achieve the same results one way or the other. You can do it. I can be a brain surgeon. But the fact is, I don't want to be, okay? Sorry, brain surgeons. You can continue being brain surgeons, but I don't want to be. I'll let you do it to me and to others, but I don't want to be. I can build rockets to the moon, but I don't want to. Actually, nobody's doing that now. But let's just say satellites. I can build satellites, but I don't want to because I don't want to learn how. I don't feel like learning how. It's not in my desires. It's not in my destiny. It's not part of being my destiny. So what's part of being your destiny? So if it's outside of being your destiny, the reason you don't do it isn't because you can't. It's because you don't want to. Okay? So where are we going with this? All right? Are you getting the picture here? You can do anything. When I sat down, let me just put it in perspective to some degree. If I had said I can't, I wouldn't even be standing here doing this right now. When I started my journey after I dug myself out of the depression, I moved into my first new place to live, okay? And you know how much possessions I had at that point? I had zero. Most of you out there think about having nothing is like, I don't have enough money to spend $1,000 on whatever I want to buy tomorrow. Well, I literally had nothing. The closest to nothing there is, I could have been homeless for all anybody knew. I had a suitcase, a suitcase of clothing, one suitcase, you know, the kind, it was a fairly large one, but the kind on wheels with a handle that comes up, and I was dragging on top of that, you know, on top of the suitcase, imagine this, on top of the suitcase with the handle up, there was a box, you know, resting against the handle. So the box was full of whatever few papers and personal items I had left, and I had in that box, I had created a plan to make a business. So that is literally all I had. When I moved into my apartment, the person at the front desk wanted to know if I needed any help moving my things in. Of course, I came in the front door, I had the suitcase in the box, and they wanted to know if I had needed any help moving my things in. So I was embarrassed. Anybody would be. I was like, I had no things. I just said, no, I'll take care of that. And I'll get them all in there. Don't worry. And she starts explaining to me how there's a door in the back. And I was like, okay, thank you very much. I didn't have anything to bring in. I literally brought in the suit. I've had it. I mean, everything was right there. The suitcase and the box. I went to the apartment. And the apartment, of course, was empty. I just moved in, right? There was nothing there. And, I mean, literally nothing. I mean, what happens when you move into a new apartment? What's in it, right? Nothing. So I move in, and I don't even have a bed. So what am I going to do that first night? Well, I slept on the floor. I slept on the floor for a number of nights. I didn't have a blanket. I didn't have a pillow. You know, there was no furniture, there was no food, there were no plates, there were no silverware, there was no, there was no nothing. There's no toilet paper, for God's sakes. So I did go out that day and found some of those essential things. Purchased something to eat with. I found, the main thing I needed was a bed, so I bought an air mattress. And I needed some covers, so I bought a couple of covers. And I bought some toilet paper and a shower curtain, some soap, you know, a couple of those things. Those essential things. That's what I ended up with by the end of that first day in that new apartment. But at no point did I say I can't. I didn't have a bunch of money. I just got started again. I just found a source of income. I just moved into a new apartment. And I was determined to make my own business. I didn't have thousands of dollars anywhere. I didn't even have, I had nothing. I didn't even have a computer at that point. And I was going to go and make a business online, and I had no money to invest, and I had nothing. But did I ever say I can't? No. I just said, how am I going to do this, all right? How am I going to do this? I have to figure this out. There's some way that I can make this happen. And I am going to figure that out. I'm going to find somebody who knows stuff about this. I'm going to figure it out. So the first thing I ordered in that apartment, like you said, I got my little rubber bed there, my air mattress, and, you know, a pillow and some blankets and some toilet paper. But I also ordered a computer, all right? I didn't go buy furniture. I didn't go buy a TV. I did not go buy, I don't know, what other things people love, bookshelves and all that other stuff, because I didn't care about any of that stuff. I cared about getting to where I was going. I was about being your destiny. My destiny was to get that business online no matter what. My mindset was that I can do it. I can do it no matter what. There isn't anything that's going to stop me. That is the most important thing to get done, was to achieve success where I had to, of course, make it so I could survive. and then being able to spread that ability to other people. So that was the biggest goal, but I had to get to the first goals first and even get to even the simplest goals first, which was, of course, just getting a computer. I didn't have one. All right? So I did. I got it. And off we went. You know, off we went to the wild. That's Air Force, sorry. So getting the mindset. But how do you get that mindset if you don't already have it, right? What are you going to do? If you have been living a life of negative mindsets and saying, well, I can't do this because, I can't do that because I have the wrong mindset. All right, I won't sing for you again. There is actually real science behind your mindset. I want you to understand that. There is real science. In WayShare.com, I actually have an article that introduces you to that science. How ants can make you think positive and three apples boost your brain. Now that makes no sense, right? How ants can make you think positive and three apples boost your brain. All right, you may have to do a search in the search bar on WayneShare.com to find that article because it wasn't written yesterday, but it is in fact in there. Probably if you just did a search for the word ants, it would come up, or apples or something like that, where you could write that whole title and you'll find it. But that'll introduce you to it. And the science is relatively new. You see, people have been doing a lot of things about mindset over the years. Some of them are true and some of them have no science behind them whatsoever. But I met a fella named Doug Bench out in Irvine, California a little while back. And he introduced me to the science. And he's not a scientist. He's a retired judge. But his mother was suffering from Alzheimer's, so he made it his destiny to find out everything there was to know about helping people improve their brains. And as he set on the course to help his mother as much as he could. And he refers to the study, one of the most prominent folks in this area. You can look it up yourself, do a little search on the web. Dr. Richard M. Restack, a neurologist who's done lots of the recent, most recent stuff in science. But there's these machines out there that have done amazing things in discovery about science. And I'm not even going to go into all that technical mumbo jumbo. Because if you don't believe me, that's not, I'm not here to make you believe it or not believe it. But there's these, this is real science, and I just gave you the way to go look it up. So you go look it up. You can, in fact, I encourage you to look up Doug Bench and Dr. Restack, R-E-S-T-A-K, and find out about it and see that I'm not just pulling your leg about it being real science. Now, here's what I'm talking about anyhow. So I told you this article and all that. But the bottom line is you can actually train your brain. Have you ever heard of doing just saying things out loud. Repeating over and over again out loud. There's a term for that. It'll probably pop into my mind as we get talking, but I just went brain dead. That's what happens when you get old. It's the science of the brain. Actually, you don't go brain dead when you get old, only if you want to. And I don't want to, so I'll just keep, mine will keep growing. I think it's growing so fast I can't remember what I thought of yesterday. Positive affirmations, that's the word I'm looking for. Positive affirmations have been used year in and year out, ages throughout the ages, as a way to reprogram your brain, but nobody knew why. Well, this science has actually been uncovered, no kidding, literally, scientifically, mapped what is happening in your brain, mapped, and why it works, mapped out by these folks. And Doug Bench introduced me to that and through his site, BrainApples.com. I suggest you go there and watch that webcast at brainapples.com. If there's still a webcast there, there should be. But maybe it's years later and maybe there's not anymore. But if there is right now, I encourage you to watch that, brainapples.com. That's not an affiliate link. That's his personal website. You just go straight there and listen to the web to the webcast. But the bottom line is, you can reprogram your brain. You want to know how? Well, it's a lot easier than you think. Positive affirmations. You've heard of those. You know what those are? That's when you say things out loud for over and over again through a period of time. I'm not very good at explaining that science, even though I've graduated with a biology degree. But the bottom line is you need to overpower your subconscious. Okay, you need to overpower your subconscious, and if you can do that and retrain it so that subconsciously you start thinking these things that you're thinking out loud, then you can reprogram it. And you need to do this in the as if it's in the present terms. So let's just do an extreme example to make this easy. Let's say you think that everybody at work hates you. Okay, that should be a pretty extreme example. You think everybody at work hates you. So how do you turn that thought around, right? How do you make it so you don't think that all the time? So the way you do that is with a positive affirmation. You create a positive in the way you want it to be, and you make it the present. And you just repeat every day out loud as often through the day as you can. Everybody at work loves me. Everybody at work loves me. Everybody at work loves me. You need to get up in the morning, look in the mirror, and look in and see your own face and say, everybody at work loves me. Everybody at work loves me. Everybody at work loves me. Do it several times throughout the day. Do it every single day for at least 30 days. It takes that long to reprogram your brain. But you should probably keep saying afterwards. But you will find that you will change your thinking and that's how you change your mindset, okay? You will change your thinking over that period by constantly regurgitating this, no matter how ridiculous it sounds. I used to walk down the street, I still do it. I just pick a new affirmation occasionally and do it. But, you know, I live in Washington, D.C., and there's lots of people walking down the street talking to their invisible friends. So it isn't any big deal to be walking down your street talking out loud. And so I'll actually walk down the street saying my affirmations out loud as I'm walking down the street. I probably look ridiculous, but I don't care. Because what matters to me is that I achieve my destiny, not whether somebody else thinks that I look funny. Okay? So what's going to be important to you? Achieving your destiny or what other people think? All right? So you choose. It's your choice. You can laugh and say, that's stupid, that doesn't work, but I just gave you the resources to prove that it does work and that it is scientific. And if you want to blow it off, well, have at it. If you don't want to change your mindset, if you have negatives jumping up in front of you, if you're saying you can't to things frequently and you don't even know it, then it's time to change your mindset. All right? Now, you can do this. You can do anything. All right? Anything. I personally have tried, I personally did not know anything and still don't formally know anything about programming anything. All right? But I didn't have the money to go out and hire a programmer to do things as I tried to build my first websites. And believe me, it was very, very frustrating. But what I started doing is I just started saying, well, I can do this. This was made by some human, and it can't be that hard. If somebody else can do it, I can do it. So I started looking at the code, and what I would do is I would look at a web page and see how it looked. And then I figured out that you could actually then just click it in the browser and see the code, what I was just looking at. And I was like, oh, there it is. All I have to do is copy this code and then type in there whatever I want in there, and I can make it look exactly the same. So I didn't have to know any code. I just had to be able to find the section where the code making it happen already existed. And I could duplicate that simply by copying it onto my own web page. And so I didn't know any code. Now, actually, since those days, there's actually more and more programs out there that actually literally let you do what they call what you see is what you get, a whole lot better than when I started. But if I had said, because I don't know any code, I can't create these web pages, then I can't have a business online because I can't do this, then I wouldn't have done any of that. You know, I already didn't have any money. So if I said if I can't have a business because I can't get any money because I have to have money to do this and I can't get it, then where would I be, right? I wouldn't be standing here doing this, that's for sure. So positive affirmations, the simplest, easiest way for you to get started. Go to brainapples.com and take a further look into how to change your brain, change the way you operate, improve the way you think. You really can change your mindset. Your mindset must be one of can do, not do. And when you can do that, when you can tell yourself you can do anything, then and believe it, then you are on the road to success. Does that make sense? You getting this? Okay. So that's the start of your mindset. I haven't decided what we're going to do next, but it's going to be good. I'm going to wake you up, and I'm going to call you names, and I'm going to call you out, and I'll call anybody out, and we're going to get you rolling down the road to success. Now remember, right now, 7-Minute Workout is my program in Pure Leverage. 7-Minute Workout is a health and diet program that allows you to exercise 7 minutes a day, every other day, and achieve a diet with your existing food and not have to buy anybody's program. It actually costs $47 a year just to use the product. $47 a year, you know, unlike a gym, which costs you $47 a month to be a member of. This is $47 a year, and it has everything in it, your own personal fitness trainer right there in it. Plus, you choose to use this as your business, you make 100% commissions, and you have it all done for you. Everything, even the leads and customers brought to you as an Elite Syndicate member of 7-Minute Workout. So join my team, I hope you will, and you can have your business done for you. Just go to my website, WayneShare.com, and go ahead and select the you can do the 7-Minute Workout free trial. You can click on where it says earn $14,000 per month and join me on the team. All right, I look forward to that. If you're in the mindset, if you got your mindset straight that you can do this, then you can. I can't make it any easier for you. The 7-Minute Workout actually is not only will make you healthy, make you feel good, it will also, without you doing a thing other than signing up, get you a business that's working. And then we can work together on expanding your business and expanding your success and expanding how everything works for you, okay? All right, so that's it. That's all for now. This is Wayne Scherer, the Wayne Scherer Show, international speaker, author, entrepreneur, Wayne Scherer, and being your destiny. That's the end of this broadcast, and I'll see you the next time.